Forgot to tell you, we will do some japa chanting. So maybe you want to get your japa mala if you have not, if you don't have it here. Everyone has the mala here? Hey Govinda, hey Ananda Chaitanya, Keshava Madhava. Dina Daya Gopala Kesava Madhava Dina Daya Dina Daya Prabhu Dina Daya Shyama Sundara Kanayala Girivaradari Nandadula
Shyama Sundara Kanayala Girivaradari Nandadula
O Shyama Sundara Kanayalala Girivaradari Nandadula
Shyama Sundara
Nandadula Prabhu Nandadula Nandadula Prabhu Nandadula 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 Rama Sina Gaya Govinda Hey Gopal Keshava Madhava Nanda Dula Hey Govinda Hey Gopal Keshava Madhava Nanda Dula Jaya Dinadaya Dina daya, babu, dina daya. Dina daya, babu, dina daya. Dina daya, babu, dina daya. So Hare Krishna, I thought today to talk about in the, our workshop to talk about what I really think is the most important feature of chanting. When it's there, your chanting is heart deep. When it's not there, it's only lip deep. Afterwards, we will have questions and answers, and we will be finished very much on time, around 1:30. My dear devotees, in this book, which I highly recommend, this is the copy, personal copy of Purnamasi, I'll Build You a Temple, you will really meet Prabhupada in a very wonderful way. Giriraj Maharaj is not really writing a book, I and Prabhupada, which you find often, but he writes a book, Srila Prabhupada, as he was building the Juhu Beach Temple. Now there is a very, very interesting episode in it. There was a time in Prabhupada's work where he had to deal with his mentally challenged devotees. I do know in Ljubljana we had such devotees. In Germany we had a few of them. And this devotee was suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. She would be totally normal, and then at times she would be in a very, very problematic situation. She would think there would be dangerous monsters coming from all directions at her, and she would scream, and she would get big eyes and behave in a totally erratic way. So the father of this devotee was informed and recommended to bring her to a psychiatric hospital for treatment. And before this was done, to just bring a person, often against their will, into a hospital, that's quite a decision to make. So before this was done, Prabhupada was asked. And Prabhupada said, I know her. She is a devotee. And then he said, the mind is also part of the body, just like any other part. just as one's arm or leg may be broken, but one's infirmity does not affect one's position as a devotee, so one's mind may be broken, but one's mental illness does not affect one's spiritual position as a devotee. And just as one's arm or leg can be mended by medical treatment, so one's mind can also be treated. In conclusion, Srila Prabhupada proved that this lady would go into a treatment in a psychiatric hospital. Now, this devotee was at that time staying in Ahmedabad. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, was about to send her into a psychiatric hospital. Many times patients who suffer like this do not agree to go to these hospitals. Many times they also have made quite bad experiences because they are just filled with medicinal drugs that put them, that make them totally dull. So Prabhupada wrote her, "Anyway, we have to depend upon Krishna in all circumstances. As long as the body is there, there will be different degrees of health and unhealth. We have to tolerate these things, just as we have to tolerate the seasonal changes of sometimes hot, sometimes cold." And then he made the point, which I think is important for our workshop today. You are a devotee, T.C. Bhakta. And so Krishna will protect you. Always think that Krishna is with you. He is present in his name. So you are always associating with him. So I find this very, very much a guideline. I do not know how much a person who suffers from psychosis can act upon this advice. And don't forget, Prabhupada had told her the mind which is broken needs to be mended and repaired, perhaps in the hospital. So, but Prabhupada gave an advice here, which I feel is the most important point when you chant, when you are a devotee in chants, and not just someone who runs with the crowd. But if you are a devotee, you should know Krishna is there. He is with you at every moment, and he is particularly present in his name. So when you chant, you will associate with Krishna, the person. This realization that chanting is not just a meditational process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's not group singing, which we do to have a nice feeling amongst ourselves, no? But it is calling out for Krishna. It's so important, my dear devotees. It's good to sometimes ask, before we do a kirtan, why do we sing kirtan now? Why? It's a good question, isn't it? And I want to warn you from mechanical and non-realized answers. You have to ask yourself, forget for a moment the philosophical, the right thing to, which is right to say, why are you singing? No, I mean, Prabhu, the young devotees are very quick with answers, I know that. I'm asking something else. Why are you at the moment singing? I think most of the time you sing because everyone sings. That's the reason. If we really go deep into the matter, or you sing because that's the right thing to do, or if you are a young devotee and you want to be recognized and acknowledged for your ability, you sing to draw attention to your person. Kirtan is much, much more and has much more to offer. But we need to ask these uncomfortable questions to ourselves, to start from a real point where we can also correct maybe a mistake which we do. Chanting is a process, my dear devotees, where we can enter a relationship. And the interesting thing about this relationship is it's a broken relationship. The relationship, in other words, is eternal, but we have broken it for some reason. And that's why we are in this world and why we are in this body. And therefore, if you really want to engage in Krishna Kirtan and not me Kirtan, you need to understand the need of my soul. The desperate need of my soul is to get now to repair this relationship. I remember, my dear devotees, that when I joined Krishna consciousness, I very much rebelled against my parents. Oh, I was terrible. I was against my father because he wanted to make me a part of the working force of Germany. He wanted me to become a director in the German railway, and I thought, is this the purpose of human life? And I was really I felt offended when my father said, if you are joining these Hare Krishna devotees, I will take your inheritance from you. I felt really pressured, and I said, this is not how we can make any progress in our relationship. I'm saying goodbye to you. It will be a goodbye for a minimum of 10 years. Yes, I was very determined. I didn't speak with my parents for 10 long years. They were sending letters to the temple. They were sending sometimes money to the temple. I sent the money back without any word in it. I was angry, I was young, and I was foolish. So after 10 years of trying to talk to their rebellious son, I thought, my father and my mother gave me my body. What would I do without my body and without my mind? And they tolerated me, they brought me up. I think it must have been really dangerous because I was always bringing everyone in danger. I had a lot of life. I've changed since I became a devotee. I think no one of you would have even felt safe to meet me on the street before I became a devotee. I was dressed in ways you would have been afraid of. So, yes, I was in protest. So after 10 years, I thought, my God, I've broken a relationship and they love me, and I wrote one letter. I said, 10 years have passed. Can we talk? And they immediately said, yes, we will come anywhere where you are. Even with a helicopter, we will come. Then I said, come to my birthday. Then you will know my life. It was my Vyasa Puja. Actually, it was more than 10 years, if I think now. 10 years had passed, and then I was too proud to make the contact. It was when I, after 25 years, I think, it was really, yeah, I'm not from the Balkan countries. We are from a different culture. We North Germans, you know. We are from the Vikings. It is a different understanding of life than you have here in South Europe. So I said, can we please talk again? I think I was a fanatic sect member, but I have changed that. Can we talk? So they came. It was in the midst of the birthday. There was a lot of things happening. They met their favorite professor there, and they could talk to him. One of my friends was a professor whom they liked. And we talked. I still remember the tree, and if you ever come to Goloka Dham, and there is the opportunity, I will show you the tree under which we talked for 4 hours. And then I excused myself. It came from my heart. I could really beg my parents for forgiveness. And then slowly a relationship could develop. You have laughed and have thought, my God, is Satchinandan Swami a terrible person? But you are much more terrible. No, why do you laugh? This is not something to laugh. Oh, you are so young and so... You have broken your relationship with Krishna for so many thousands of lifetimes. He has reached out many times to you. He has sent devotees into your life. He has sent scripture into your life, maybe the sacred Bible you have received in a previous life. There were so many invitations, but you have stubbornly said no to the relationship. You may have joined this movement, but perhaps you are still not at the place where you have asked for forgiveness for having left Krishna and have broken this relationship. By the way, I'm doing nowadays, but when you are doing kirtan, you are saying in effect, Krishna, please, I'm here, I'm again saying your name. After a long time of being absent in this relationship, you're knocking shyly at Krishna's door. Here I am again. I'm now here. And please accept me in your service. You might have asked, well, it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, etc. Where do we get this? Is that the Sanskrit which says, please accept me in your service? Why did Prabhupada say this mantra means, please accept me in your service? There is no sluga, there is no dasa in the mantra. There's only three names. Some say four names, because Hare can either mean Hari, Krishna, or Hara, Radha. No? There's only four names in the mantra. Where is, please engage me in your service? Have you ever asked this question? From where did Prabhupada give this? Where's the reference? Where's the Shastra, please, for this? Well, you need to understand this in the whole picture of what chanting means. Chanting means the rebellious soul is turning back to Krishna, not to group singing, by the way, and not to playing instruments. No, he turns to Krishna and says, here I am, please accept me. And because we are Krishna's eternal servant, when the servant returns after rebelling for a long time against his master, he will return to what? To his service, of course, no? To being a servant. So this is the idea. This chanting, my dear devotees, is something extremely personal. It is a personal calling out to Krishna. And if you hear the different meanings of the Maha Mantra, which are given by our acharyas, it will become very clear to you. Meditating on the meanings of the holy name means, please engage me in your service. Please accept me. His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj said that Prabhupada once told him, when you chant, you should chant in this mood, oh my friend, oh my friend. That's so personal. That means, the other meanings are, please capture my heart. My heart is so absent-minded. And deliver me from the bondage to this material world. Or it means, please pull my heart to you. Or please steal my heart with your sweetness. And also, please purify my heart by bringing me in the contact with your dear devotees who give me knowledge of how to serve you. Many things. Please, I will jump over it. Please show me how to serve you. No, this is some of the moods which a devotee has who enters the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He begs for a living connection. I thought we would make one such kirtan now, and I have thought of many ways how to do it, but I think Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's three steps will be most loved by us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described that there must be three steps when I chant the holy name. First of all, you must ask the question, who am I, the real me? When you chant, make sure that the real you chants, not some version of yourself. The second question is, to whom do I relate at this moment? And the third is, where does this relationship take place? There is a certain... it will become a little clearer. First of all, in other words, connect with your spiritual essence and identity. Second, connect to the other, to the person whose name you are calling, Krishna. And then the third is... inhabit that space, stay in this space, and that will be real Krishna kirtan. Yeah, so I found it here by Krishna's mercy. I will now take you to a few meditational steps. First, I will do Dehadharana with you, that is centering yourself. But, you are the most difficult crowd for meditation. You are Hare Krishna devotees, so I won't do the whole thing. I will do something abbreviated, which is more in your line. Then I will take you through these three authorized steps, and then we will chant from that place. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It will be a little meditative, little, not long, because we also had a long, long days. And Nimai, for this you will have to play half as loud as you normally play. Yes? So can I request you to sit tall with the spine erect? You may like to roll back your shoulders so as to increase your breath volume. Oh. Take a few deep breaths now. Bring your awareness to each inhale and exhale. When you inhale, just stay with your ingoing breath. Whenever you exhale, just walk with your exhalation. What some yogis do is, as they exhale, they imagine the breath going outside and they go with the outside breath. Some yogis go up to 10 meters. They have a long exhale, no? Maybe you try 50 centimeters. Just breathe out, and when you breathe out, at the top of your exhale, you just walk into the space around you. Wonderful. Next step. Feel your feet and move up with your attention from your feet to your knees and then to your hip and your hip bones. Some of you will relax a little, there will be some relaxation, and some of you will cough. Don't worry, that is natural. It happens when our body releases tension. Go up your lower spine, come to your lower back and upper back, and relax. Your abdomen or belly and your chest. Try to relax. Both of your shoulders and arms and hands, just let them gently sink in the direction of the floor. Nice. Now your head, the back of your head, the front of your head or forehead, relax. The eyes, relax. The cheeks and the jaw and the tongue inside, relax. Just appreciate how you now relaxed from the toes to the top of your head, from the top of your head all the way down to your toes, totally relaxed and incredibly aware and alert and awake, ready to see the things or experience the things that come. Continue to breathe deeply in and out. And as you breathe in, bring your awareness to your heart space. almost as if you breathe into your heart. For some, it helps if they imagine that their nose is for the moment over their heart, it's on the chest, and they breathe in into their heart. Yes, very good. It is here where you please see with your mind's eye these truths. I am an atomic small part of Krishna and his eternal servant. I am in this body like a person who is inside a house. I look through the eyes of my body like a person looks through the windows in the house. But I am different from the body, just like the person inside is different from the house. I am a tiny soul, an eternal, blissful, spiritual part of Krishna. Now please move on. Turn your consciousness to Krishna. Who is he for you? Is he still a little unknown, perhaps? Is he someone you know who's there? I think you know and you feel inside your heart that Krishna is the unlimited Lord and your only master. Say to yourself, for so long I have invested in so many relationships. I have talked to my friends so many hours. I have taught to my parents. I've given them gifts. I've given them trouble. So much I have done in these relationships. But now I turn for a moment to Krishna as my only master and my only true friend. Krishna was with me before I was even born in this world. Krishna was there when my mother gave me birth. Krishna is now here, and Krishna will not leave me even when I'm lying down at the bed from which I will never rise again. The death bed is always there, always full of the best wishes and always ready to accept me the moment I return to him. And finally and lastly, think about this world and your life in this world. From the Shastras and from the devotees whom we respect, we have heard this world is like a house of correction, meant to reform me. Every time I'm singing kirtan, I'm working on my relationship with Krishna. And this world is an opportunity for me to engage in these activities. The only purpose, in fact, of this material world is to teach me to connect with Krishna and be present in my identity as Krishna's servant. Now, my dear devotees, take up your bee bag and chant, let us chant one round in this awareness, and after this we will do a little kirtan. Try to not leave this space, but remain in this type of awareness. I am Krishna's servant. Krishna is my only true friend, and now I'm turning to him. Let us together chant the Panchatattva mantra and then chant one round of japa. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shari Govakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Please continue. Please chant. Do not stop. I will say something, but please continue. My dear devotees, remain in this consciousness. You are now addressing Krishna. Please engage me in your service. Please accept me. Remain in this space. It's like a mental space. It's a very subtle space. But it is a place which you should not leave. Just stay in this place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram 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 Hari Hari. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare
Rama,
Rama
Rama,
Hare
Hare.
Prabhu Padar, Prabhu Padar, Prabhu Padar, Nitai Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj,
Nitai
Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj, Nitai Gauranataraj, Radha Shama Sundar Sri Radhe, Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bom. I would like you to just turn to your neighbor. Please, everyone, also those who are a little hermit-like, just find quickly a neighbor. You can also go by three of you and just share your experience of connected chanting, where you were singing to Krishna, actually. Yes? Please start now.
Lemon, lemonade, rose water, and something else.
Wonderful. Yes. Yes. No. I turn the bowling now. Thank you, Spila. Hare Krishna. Hello, Maharaji. Hey, Hari Hari. Please sit down. Oh, sorry. Yes. Hey. Hare Krishna. Did you find this helpful? Very nice, very nice. Yes. It's very simple. First you connect with yourself, the real you. Then you think of Krishna. And then you tell yourself, this is the best thing I can be doing. I can take this one. Yes. It's okay? Yes? So, Hare Krishna, I think you see two people here on the seat.
This is an illusion.
We are here to serve you and your inquiries. We don't have much time, unfortunately, so yes.
You, who? Purnamasi? She's pointing this lady here.
Purnamasi, yes. Purnamasi, yes. You can already speak because we have only 10 minutes, really.
Yeah. So I would like to ask something about faith, which you spoke. When we were younger, we thought we will hear something and we will learn. And then later, we thought maybe we see and then we will learn. But as we go, as we are becoming older, we see we actually really need to experience to learn. And you just said now that this material world is a place of learning. And now in your book about the living name, you have one sentence which somehow stuck into my mind, that do we have to wait to turn to Krishna, to wait for the ferocious way of life to roll over us? So how ferocious this wave has to be that we turn really in faith to Krishna?
Because this question was directed towards me, I will answer. Yes, it is said in the Sharika Bhash, yeah, that when a conditioned soul experiences misery, there's a likelihood that this soul will turn in great exasperation or really finished, when he's finished, to God for help. And therefore in our bhakti philosophy, Krishna teaches in two ways. One is directly through the Gita, and the other is through the material energy, where we learn we left Krishna, we really have to change that. No? We can't be independently. But Purnamasi, I would not say really for a devotee, he has to make really miserable experiences and then forced with the misery he should turn to Krishna. It's only a way, literary way of saying, you know, how much more do we have to experience when I wrote this. For a devotee, the best is to accumulate positive knowledge about Krishna. I think you regularly read the Gita, the Bhagavata, and by doing that, your thought is naturally brought to Krishna. It is not 100% guaranteed that misery will bring you to Krishna. Otherwise, this would be a very good sadhana. No, this is not the sadhana of a devotee. The sadhana of a devotee is to learn positively about Krishna. Then you will be able to overcome the weakness of the heart. Two types of weaknesses. One is we have turned away from Krishna, and the second weakness of the heart is as a result of the first weakness, turning away from Krishna, we have developed material attachment. So these two types of weaknesses of the heart can be overcome by accumulating positive knowledge about Krishna. Very important. Don't first of all, don't wait for so long, thinking that I will suffer that so much, and my suffering is so great that I will be kicked into the goal of Krishna consciousness. Misery. It's not guaranteed that the ball might miss the goal.
Yeah, can I just add one little small statement to that?
You must.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we preach in prisons, and many of the persons who are in prisons, they do their sentence, and they stay there for many years, and they come out and they commit the crime again. So punishment is not a, or even a bad experience, doesn't uproot that sinful tendency or that wrong tendency within the heart. So as Maharaj said, just go for the positive. And then through the power of devotional service, that experience will, in other words, you will come to the statement of understanding through positive expression, not through suffering.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, who else has a question? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much for your lecture and all this nice moment. I try to speak Slovenian because I'm not still talk very well English. Sem mlad bhakta in za me je še zelo težko marsi kaj razumeti.
I'm a young devotee and it's still hard for me to understand.
Še posebej zdaj, ko se pogovarjamo o petju svetega imena in o džapi in vsakič, ko poskušam mantrati, se zdim sama sebi tako nemočna, tako Boga in ves čas se mi zdi, kot da je Krišna nekje, da je tukaj prostor in da je še tako daleč in tu vmes vedno iščem tudi svojega guru diva, ker se zdim popolnoma nekvalificirana, da bi lahko dosegla Krišno.
And especially as we now speak about chanting of bees and singing, I feel so weak and in all of this experience, I seek the image of my Gurudev.
Krishna is so far, but Gurudev is so close.
It's space between Krishna and her, and she wants to remind of Gurudev in this space.
Ker se mi zdi, da je to tako, kako prosim Krišno, vzemi me k sebi, pa prosim pod svoje okrilje, daj mi kakšno službo, da ti lahko služim. Mi še vedno tako to daleč, tako, ker prej pa včasih pa rečemo, da rabimo guru deva, da nas lahko sploh poveže s Krišno.
As I pray to Krishna to take me under his shelter and to engage me in his service, still this seems to be so distant, so far away from me.
And we need Guru to connect us with Krishna.
Moje vprašanje je, kaj lahko tu naredim, ker potem se mi zdi, da še zmeraj potem avtomatično mantram.
About chanting. No. I can prove to show Bože u radu da čujem vezi čantanja. Jer je
automatski. Because Krishna seems to be so distant, what can I do about this chanting and connection with him?
So I think someone of you can summarize the question who has knowledge of the Croatian, the sweet language, the
Slovenian. The problem is that I feel so far from Krishna, and there is a wide space for me, and I think only Guru can connect me with Krishna, because I still chant very mechanically. I cannot connect with all this teaching, how to bring Krishna more dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm. So, is it a question or more a statement?
A great question. How to overcome this weakness and distance from Krishna?
It's not easy to catch Krishna. It's not easy. Even the gopis have a hard time. So, Lord Chaitanya has given us a formula that the mood of the Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya is worshipping Krishna in the mood of chasing after Krishna. Our enthusiasm and our direction given in our service by our spiritual master is the means by which we can show our eagerness to catch Krishna. You mean to use it a euphemism? It's not possible to catch Krishna. All you can do is chase after him until he catches you. And so, Krishna's tough. But he's very kind. He's always with us in a way that he's always taking care of us and he's always guiding us, but his personal presence or the experience of his personal presence really is something quite deep that we have to really endeavor for in order to achieve that, and that is our eagerness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada would also say Laoyam. Laoyam means crying for Krishna, calling out for Krishna, praying for Krishna, explaining how fallen we are, that we have no qualifications to catch Krishna or even be Krishna consciousness. That is the qualification. No qualifications. That is the expression of the heart's desire. And when Krishna sees or hears that, he is more easily available. But if we just go about our routine and devotional service, then he's there, but you won't be able to experience him the way he can be experienced when we completely surrender completely. So don't be discouraged. Just continue on in your devotional service and follow your instructions of your spiritual master and offer your heart to Krishna as much as possible. But don't expect anything. When he's ready, he'll come. And you can be happy and satisfied simply by trying to serve the Lord. That's our satisfaction. The opportunity to serve. The opportunity to offer our devotion. That's our happiness. And that's satisfying too.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much, Maharaj, and thank you all for your kind participation in this workshop. You can see I'm very eager to stop on time because we have this surprise.